I love you, Jesus Christ. A Mickey 17 fanfic. Written by Hail Mary. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. This story is not rated, and no archive warnings apply. The relationships are Nasha, Mickey 17, Mickey 18, and Mickey 18, Mickey 17. With the additional tags, recreational drug use, weird biology, non-sexual intimacy, non-explicit sex, existentialism, non-linear narrative, infidelity, sort of? Smut. Alternate universe, canon divergence. Just by a little bit! Like, they take the oxy after. Summary. It's a whole lot of fucked up biology. That's what Mickey's always thought of himself as. A fucked up biology. A mass of want and fear that just eats and eats and eats. It kind of sucks to know this is what he is now. It kind of sucks to be faced with it. 18's eyes are these little tar pits, these vacuums. He presses his thumb against the meat of Mickey's gums, grinds the paste around. LSD, maybe. Maybe it's heroin. This will make you feel good, he says. This will make you feel. 17's having a bad time. No one knows how to resolve that better than himself. Author's notes. There's unnecessary sex scenes in every movie except for the ones I want. The thing about multiples, the thing that really gets him, is that they aren't exact copies at all. The concept of it is an abomination to science, to philosophy, human ethics, whatever. You can't really copy a soul. It's Picasso's recreation of a smudged canvas, the world's best approximation. It's an estimate. There's always going to be chinks in the paint. There's no real winning with it. It's easier to forget that when he's the only existing variant, an extension of the fabled Mickey 1. It's easier to forget when he isn't faced with himself. 18 looks identical to him. Utterly identical. The bend in his nose from when he broke it once, years ago. The mole on the side of his hip. He's no taller than him, no shorter. It's like looking into a mirror that sort of, vaguely, wants you dead. He's dangling a baggie overhead like it's an offering to the world's neediest dog. Lips twisted, almost curled. He's a little mean about everything in a way that's impossible to pinpoint. Mickey turns on his side, faces the wall. The cot itches like hell. It's been days, 18 drawls, voice dry. I'm sick of this. Get up. Tired. He's rotting away on the inside. He feels like a landfill. You've been tired for days. Get up. He doesn't bother replying, just shoves the pillow over his head. He could suffocate. He wishes he were brave enough to do it. 18 half clicks his tongue against his teeth, half laughs. A hand digs into his hair and yanks. Mickey jerks suddenly upwards and nearly falls flat on his face, bleary-eyed, dimly afraid. I think, 18 says lightly, craning Mickey's head back. He's wearing their last clean shirt, speckles of blood staining the collar. His and not his and not his, and worryingly, likely, but still worryingly, not theirs either. I think what you need is a little picker-upper, yeah? He smiles, wide eyes, little half-moon crescents. I think what you need is a change in pace, to get you out of this slump. Mickey swats the hand in his hair away, listens to him laugh. I'm not in a slump. Nasha thinks you've gone deranged. 18 shrugs one shoulder and sidesteps, his avoidance easy. The thing about being your own closest friend is that conversations start to feel like dropping stones in a deep and yielding lake. Hardly a ripple. There's nothing new to peel back. No dancing around. The baggie drops out of his grip and onto the sheet, and he's clambering in without grace. Mickey shifts to make space. Like mental breakdown deranged. She doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't. He tugs the shirt off, throws it onto the ground before kicking his feet. Now they're both topless. Perfect twins. But she's gonna. From under his lashes, 18 looks up at him. Boredom and a little bit of something else. You've been weird. I thought you were over it. It's a really, really small baggie. It's filled nearly to the brim with something. He can't stop staring at it, voice dim as he echoes mildly. Over what? There's a bruise splashed down 18's collarbones. A hideous one, puke green and yellowing. When he leans his head back on his hands, He winces a little. Mickey feels the phantom ache. Well, me trying to kill you that one time. Oh. Yeah. He drags out the syllables, enunciates them all so clearly. Chinks in the paint. But you were over it. He was. Is. It's sort of complicated. It was easier to forgive and forget when imminent death was sort of the big thing in his life. What he's been learning lately is that most of those problems he got over were actually closer to an out-of-sight, out-of-mind sort of deal. 18 keeps staring at him, and he realizes after a moment that he's been silent for minutes, staring off into space. He rushes to add, clearing his throat,
I'm over it. Yeah, it wasn't really a big deal. You were probably feeling...
He makes a vague, circular gesture around himself, then feels stupid about it immediately.
Threatened.
Right. Yeah. Nothing about his face changes, but Mickey swears his grin slopes sideways, wry and bemused. His eyes glimmer in the shitty bulb lighting. You were just made of such tough stuff. God, he hates him. He really does. His expression flattens.
You're such a fucking asshole, man.
I'm not joking. His smile is getting wider. Still. What a fucking liar.
I wish whatever shot you in the collarbone broke it. Do you know how much it sucks, breaking a collarbone?
I do. 18 hums. Because of course he does. And Mickey must be really fucking dumb to not remember that. And the sick feeling comes back to him. He buries his head in his knees. Breathes out shallow breaths.
Naturally.
The words are muffled into his knees.
Naturally.
Silence. He thinks he hears a shuffle. A crinkle. This time, 18's hand in his hair is soft, plying. He lets himself be puppeted back, lets his thumb rub small figure eights onto the tops of his cheekbone in apology. He knows that one. A Nasha original. Look how quickly he can learn.
I'm sorry,
18 says, though he doesn't sound sorry at all.
Really, I'm sorry. Look, that was... I didn't need to be a dick about it. I was just kidding. I want to help out.
Serious. Mickey stares at him blankly. He's sort of curious to see how this'll play out.
I'll make it up to you.
He peels the baggie open with his free hand, sliding into Mickey's line of sight when he tries to look.
You're gonna feel so good. It's great. It's gonna be great.
His words are soft and careful, and Mickey's almost inclined to believe him. Almost. 18's face melts, then opens up. Shaves away into something earnest. He cups Mickey's face in both hands, almost whispers it out, intense and haloed.
Like a supernova.
He dreams that he is with Nasha, and they are naked. The nakedness is sort of secondary to everything, but it's important because he recognizes it. Looking at his own limp dick, or, no, not limp, that's why he notices. He looks down and up again, as if to say,
Can you believe it, Nasha? I'm hard. That's so crazy. Do you think that's crazy?
But Nasha isn't looking at him. Nasha sways like an evergreen in all her nakedness, staring down into the horizon, and someplace past that. There are two suns in the sky, and he is rather suddenly burning alive. He goes down like a lump sack, kicked in the knees, and Nasha sways, sways, and sways, and sways. Her hair is a frenzy of curls, and she is utterly radiant. It's worth it to see her, even if he's dying.
God,
he prays, though he isn't religious and hasn't been in years. He's staring up at those two suns, retinas burning. He can't look away. She's gliding right through them.
God, God, let me manage. Let me stay stitched.
In the real world, 18 thumps on his back aggressively. Watching him dry heave into the toilet. Hair plasters itself to his forehead in strands, cheeks flushed and burning. The grain behind his teeth makes drool pool in his mouth.
I hate this,
he mumbles, feeling ill and small.
I hate this so much.
The hand on his back rubs soothing circles, doesn't even stop when Mickey begins to sob.
I know, it's bad now, but it'll get good. It'll get good right after this bit.
But it doesn't get good. Mickey just forgets. It's hot.
It's hot and his nose is bleeding, which he thinks is because of the hot, but 18 tells him is because of the high, the macaroncini content. He's not sure what that is, and when he tries to say it out loud, all he gets out is, Macintosh? 18 laughs. Like the apple. What? Macintorininon? The thing. He holds up the bag, tips it over by accident, and groans. Blood smudges over his upper lip. The thing in this. What is that? Don't waste it. 18 chides instead. He dips his head down and licks up all the powdered snow, tongue hot and wet on the sheets and his legs and his thighs. Mickey watches with an absurd fascination, trying not to twitch, trying to stay still so he can lap it all up. He props his head up on Mickey's knee, looks up at him. His cheeks are flushed and pink, a dusting of white on his nose. He looks absolutely blasted. That cost me so damn much.
You're weird, he croaks it out.
I'm you.
No, you. You're weird. Would you be this weird if I wasn't here?
18 looks for something in his face and doesn't seem to find it. He pushes himself onto his back, onto Mickey's lap, and rolls his eyes with the fervor. You aren't over it. Embarrassment rises.
I am.
Nope.
Listen to me, he says, even though his tongue feels twisted and laden. Listen to me. I so am. I'm so done with it. I forgot about it. All I do anyway is forget. So this shouldn't be too hard.
18 makes a noncommittal sound like he isn't convinced, tugging on the drawstrings of Mickey's shorts. Sure, he says. Whatever. His face twists.
Don't do that. You're so goddamn needy.
18 snaps, suddenly rising to his knees. He's sticky with sweat and exertion. What? What? What do you want me not to do? Mickey shrinks back a centimeter, a hair. The change in perspective is jarring.
I was just...
What? His voice is flat, body leaning over to cage him in. Tell me.
Tell me.
Tell me what's got your nuts in such a fucking twist. Mickey's eyes are wide and glazed over, trying to register, trying to land. Everything sings in an angel choir. His gums burned like tender flesh. There's a dotting of white near 18's cheek. Snow, he's been calling it, because he still doesn't know what Macintosh is, and he refuses to answer when Mickey asks. It's probably a whole slew of Earth drugs, amplified to the thousands, with wonders of modern science. All of this is just science on science. A strange bout of anger takes over him. Screw Galileo. What? He's saying it loud, saying it wrongly, saying only,
Screw!
Screw? 18's face shudders and changes, rapid fire. His voice goes almost low. Right now, he doesn't look like Mickey at all. Screw it all, he says definitively, and they're swaying, swaying into each other like those evergreens. Nasha is a lightbulb memory, superimposed into the skin of his brain. He sees her, and he doesn't. He's smiling, widely, for no reason at all. Screw it all. His nose doesn't stop bleeding. 18 licks up all the blood, laughs at his disgust. It's just me, he says, breath hot. His lips smudge the red of cherry wine, smile wide enough to bite. It's just us.
The fabled Mickey won,
Mickey gasps, just as 18 says, the last Mickey's alive. They come in tandem. It would be romantic if Mickey didn't want to throw up right after. Nasha keeps him cooped up in the room for 2 more days, says he's sick with blood loss, aching with it. Her voice swims in and away. His gums are still burning, dimly. He can still feel the grain against his teeth.
And I know this is weird for you, really weird for you, but Mick...
That catches his attention. He's been 17 for a while now.
Don't...
Her voice goes almost soft, trembly.
Don't get hurt over it. It isn't like you. I don't want this to be like you.
When he turns to look at her, he sees that her eyes aren't misty. That's the thing about Nasha. She worries for him, but she won't cry over it. And that's the thing about this, too. He hadn't been hurt at all. He'd felt ripped apart and remade. He felt like an atom bomb, like something worth living. He had felt alive. She leans over to kiss him, and he thinks, traitorously, of himself. A regular Narcissus. He wishes he paid enough attention in school to know how that story ends.
I don't get it. Mickey eyes the bag critically, leaning against the wall. What's getting high going to do for me? What's it going to fix?
It's not about what it's going to fix. There's a dollop of powder on 18's finger. It'll just help.
Getting high never helped before.
I read somewhere it'll screw up our atoms a bit. He shuffles closer. Something about our existence, proximity. It doesn't really matter. It's all just fucked up biology. It's a whole lot of fucked up biology. That's what Mickey's always thought of himself as. Fucked up biology. A mass of want and fear that just eats and eats and eats and eats. It kind of sucks to know this is what he is now. It kind of sucks to be faced with it. 18's eyes are these little tar pits, these vacuums. He presses his thumb against his mouth, pushes past and into the meat of Mickey's gums, grinds the paste around. LSD, maybe. Maybe it's heroin. This will make you feel good, he says. This will make you feel good.